When the Intercontinental was built 30 years ago, there weren't nearly as many high-rises around.
But as more big buildings kind of grew up around it, it kind of got a little bit lost in that skyline.
The Intercontinental's general manager, Robert Hill, says the hotel wanted to find a way to make the building stand out again. And it did. That undulating woman, outlined by LED lights, spans 19 stories on the side of the building. Hill says the installation reflects both Miami's nightlife and its growing arts scene.
Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts brand is all about being kind of uniquely local.
But there was one problem.
We didn't actually know who the dancing lady was.
And when they found out, it turned out she wasn't local at all. She's from L.A., hired by the production company that put together the display. There have been some complaints about those suggestive moves, but Hill says that's not why the dancing lady is being replaced. He says they just want to see some local talent light up the skyline. So, the Intercontinental is holding a two-day dance-off to find new dancers. The judges include dancers from the Miami City Ballet and the Miami Heat. I'm Ariana Prothero, in Miami.